Well, another beautiful day here in Yabrajadam. And just beautiful clear skies and warm. It's 9 o'clock in the morning. We had a longer morning program and it's already 25 degrees. We had a nice graduation ceremony for new bhaktas from the spring bhakta program. That was very enlivening. It was 6 men. Right now we have facility for gentlemen to come. And we'll have a summer one. Very interesting, the summer bhakta program, we already have 10 people apply. And then we'll also have a fall one. So there's every chance that probably this year I will have had 25 devotees on the bhakta program, which is pretty good, considering that New Brijadam isn't in any city. It's not even near any city. But just from word of mouth, knowledge that people have about New Brijadam, from devotees who go out and distribute books and invite people, and people that we cultivate who've already been here. So many people come, and then of these 6 boys, two of them are undecided what they're going to do. The other 4 are going out on Sankirtan and staying to be full-time devotees. So that's nice, and we've had examples where the bhakta program is just for giving training to people who are interested, and there's no real pressure for them to join. You can see 2/3 of them are staying on, and we've had cases where after a year and a half, then they come back and decide that they want to become full-time devotees, or at least the next phase is that, you know, they stay on Sankirtan for a year and then decide if they want to continue on for another 5 years. Then after 5 years, then there's an obligatory decision to make either a lifetime commitment or they should go out and be supporters. We don't let devotees stay on for more than 5 or 6 years as sort of volunteers. Can't be like a 25-year volunteer and then 45 years of age worrying about how you're going to maintain yourself. So our yatra policy is that people can stay for 5 or 6 years up until they're around 5, 6 years or 30 years of age, and at that point they actually have to make a real decision, and we have to see whether they're qualified to perhaps stay on as full-time devotees or to move out of the temple and become supporters, people who donate and maintain Krishna consciousness movement, because that's very important for us. I also spoke to Govinda Maharaj this morning. He's in Kazakhstan. Yesterday he arrived in Kazakhstan and he was out on the farm. He said how beautiful it was over there, although the overall weather, time of year, and of course everything is beautiful, but then simultaneously it's things are in ruins. Certain buildings are in ruins. Anyway, he's there, he's happy to be with the devotees because he hasn't been there since, I think, October. And the plans are still afoot for relocating. So I haven't seen who have been donors, but I'll be making announcements. So please, you know, make whatever donation that you can. We're trying to facilitate that. And I think that the bank account in which to send it to is going to be an English account into ISKCON UK, so that make sure that the money's secure, and we can do something internationally to help these devotees. This morning I was speaking about devotees being able to enter Lord Jagannath's temple, because that was the subject matter in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and describes there how Rupa, Sanatan, and Haridas Thakur never really disturbed the local tradition, I guess you could call it more of a superstition, of not allowing non-Hindus into the temple. And of course, not being able to see Lord Jagannath was not a handicap for members of ISKCON, since Lord Jagannath came to ISKCON's temples, and in the same way that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who's none different than Jagannath, would daily go to see Rupa Goswami and the others who weren't allowed in. Similarly, Lord Jagannath has come to us personally, so we should consider that to be a great blessing and encouragement directly from the Lord. Let's deal with, well, I only have a few more questions left here. Here's one from Bhakta Kishan Vaghadia in the UK. A few devotees are trying to inspire the youth, that is the Pandava saint, to come and distribute Srila Prabhupada's books. I would like your advice on the best approach in doing so. We have designed posters called Devotees Up and by word of mouth. From your personal experience, what has worked best? I can't really say that I've been very much involved in getting Pandava saint interested or involved in book distribution, so I can't say what has worked and what hasn't worked. But certainly it's a really good idea. It's something which I've spoken to Pandava Sen members about over the years. I've encouraged them to be more than just a band of youths, a club who likes to chant, get together and chant Hare Krishna, in their own words, to jam. But to actually do practical activities for service and spreading Krishna consciousness, and they do that. They do different types of services. One of these most important of services is distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, which really would give Pond of Saved members connection with the non Hindu community, with the indigenous community, give them contact and experience as to how to give Krishna consciousness to others in the way that Srila Prabhupada appreciated the most, and really give them a taste of what it means to go through the trials and tribulations of preaching. If they would volunteer to do that, do even a full day once a month, it would really increase our preaching and book distribution. So, aside from just saying do it, all I can say is yes, they should do it. And Bhakta David Lalor asks, by dint of Lord Chaitanya's causeless mercy, can one still go back to Godhead even if one has not surrendered false ego by the time of death, or Jagai Marai surrendered souls? No, you can't go back to Godhead unless you surrender. Surrender is not even the criteria for going back to Godhead. The criteria for going back to Godhead is being a pure devotee. So here perhaps the question is that will Chaitanya Mahaprabhu make you into a pure devotee? And will he qualify you even if you're not qualified? And of course Chaitanya Mahaprabhu can do anything, but generally he will do such things if you've really done some extraordinary service. So if on the basis of service to the preaching mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, someone has drawn Lord Chaitanya's attention, then it's possible that even at the time of death someone is not pure, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and makes him pure. In other words, without being pure, you don't go back to Godhead. But you can become pure by personal effort, by sadhana siddha, or by kripa siddha, by mercy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may exercise his mercy if he feels inclined to do so. And of course, because he can be inclined to do so for so many reasons, but If he is inclined, certainly what will induce Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to exercise his kripa and purify a devotee who is not fully purified is extraordinary service. And I'll just answer this last question, and then I'm waiting for more. Oh no, it's not the last question. Here's Haridas, who's alive and well in New Vrindavan. There was some kind of rumor that he wasn't. Anyway, he's saying, it's said that the Mahamantra is a means to address the divine couple, but can it also be a glorification? Can the Mahamantra be chanted in the mood of glorification? Well, when you're addressing someone, you're also glorifying them. Yes, it can be in the mood of glorification. We're both beseeching the Lord for his mercy, and at the same time we're also glorifying them. Mood of glorification means that you're aware of their glories and knowing their wonderful qualities and their forms and their pastimes. In that mood, glorifying them as to how wonderful they are, or even simply how wonderful the holy name is. So keeping that type of mood within one's heart, and I've mentioned many of these things in Śrīla Bhakti Cintāmani. Then one chants Hare Krishna. Ultimately, our chanting is to glorify Krishna. We should be, by service and surrender, we should be increasing the glories of the spiritual world. And tomorrow I'll start with Bhakti and Krishna Sonagra's question, and that'll be the last one that I have. Hare Krishna to you all.